Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. This is 11:30 A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, great guests, and we have had a couple just sensational guests in the recent past. But today we're going to do the news of the week first. That's the A segment. And in the A segment, this week, as usual, we are brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Bovine Colostrum and True Biotics, as well as the Great Age Reboot. That's how to live younger, longer. And that's what the A segment is all about. We give you the medical news of the week, plus those concepts in the medical news of the week, what it means to you and how you can live younger, longer because of it. The news of the week, a sports writer's sudden death should lead you to ask about your own family history. Nearly half of adults with type 2 diabetes saw remission with calorie restriction. Exercise, mindfulness may not boost senior thinking, memory. That's wrong. We'll come back to why I think that study had the error in it. Weight loss program eases osteoarthritis knee pain. Artificially sweetened drinks may up the risk for urinary incontinence. Fingerprint images, just one image, has a 70% prediction for developing schizophrenia. Mobile devices for calming may harm young children's emotional regulation. And the most important one, a higher locus of control is linked to a lower risk for you having a stroke. The next topic is light therapy might ease MS-related fatigue. And probably the most important one this week is more than a third of U.S. parents now oppose routine school vaccinations. That's a horrible result. I'm going to tell you why both Dr. Oz, a Republican, and myself, an independent, think that's such a horrible result. And vaping doesn't help smokers quit, another study finds. And weekly vitamin D supplements do not affect growth or body composition in a three-year period. Maybe longer, but not in that three-year period. Let's get to these. And by the way, as I said, all of this is in the context of Rebooting Your Age. That's the name of our app that you can get at the Apple App Store, Google Play, because what I try and do is give you information that will help you live younger for longer. So the sudden death of celebrated sports writer Grant Wall at the World Cup in Qatar shocked those who knew him. He had just turned 49 and seemed healthy, but he had chest pressure. He died of an undetected rupture of an ascending aortic aneurysm. Now, what that means is the aorta, that blood vessel in the body, bursts and blood just pours out of it into the chest cavity. No chance. Now, but what should you know? Well, the rate is 10 per 100,000 person years, which means one, at most, one per 10,000 person years, which means that if you're living 100 years, there's less than a 1% chance you get this. But if you have a bicuspid heart valve, it ups it at least 20-fold, maybe 100-fold. So you've got to know, has anyone in my family died of this? Has anyone in my family had a bicuspid aortic valve? That's the thing to ask about and to find out about, because then you should get scanned. You should really, we scan everyone over the age of 50 once every 3 years for this. Once at age 50, every 3 years, if they have any abnormality in the carotids, their abdominal aorta, or their rate of flow between the upper and lower extremity. And then once every 5 years, if there's no abnormality. So get scanned, know your family history, and remember, take precautions if you've got any high blood pressure. You don't want to smoke at all or vape, and we'll come to that later. Nearly half of adults with type 2 diabetes in China who went on 840 calories for 5 days out of every 15. So twice a month, they went on 840 calories in five consecutive days. They all were on anti-diabetic medicine, and they all had a hemoglobin A1C over 6.4 when the series started. By the end of 3 months and 12 months, so they maintained it for 12 months, by the end of 3 months, 50% or more were on no diabetic medicine and had a hemoglobin A1C under 6.4. So they got rid of their type 2 diabetes, and they got rid of their anti-diabetic medication. That's what we call success in treatment. So that's about as good a success as you can get. Now, let's look at the next story. And this one is a misinterpretation, and I believe the journal editors didn't do us justice. They looked at exercise or mindfulness or control group or exercise and mindfulness together, and they found no difference in rate of dementia over a 18-month period. What's the problem? Well, none of the control group developed dementia. So if exercise and mindfulness prevented, you couldn't have seen it because the control group didn't develop the problem. It's a wonderful study design, and it failed because the control group didn't get the problem. Weight loss program, this is people who lost a little weight. How much weight did they lose? They lost, let me go and get that data, but they lost about a third of their pain, but the control group lost the same. They lost 16.9 pounds. The control group lost 4 pounds. And despite that, there was no difference between the groups. Not much difference. A little difference, but not much. Well, the key point is they did lose a fairly significant amount of pain, but the control group did too. This is, again, a failure of the control group. Artificially sweetened drinks increase the odds ratio by about 10% for urinary incontinence. Nothing to write home about. That's why I want you to know about that story. It's not to avoid your artificially sweetened drinks. We think you should do that to begin with. But it doesn't cause much increase in urinary incontinence compared to the control groups. The next study is one that's amazing to me. Is that this is of the Research Foundation in Barcelona, Spain, where they looked at the fingerprints from 620 people with schizophrenia and 840 healthy people. And by looking at the right thumb network, they were able to predict whether that person was in the normal group or the schizophrenic group with about a 70% accuracy. It's a black box. They don't tell us how they did it. Well, I don't know how they did it, and I don't like black boxes, but if it works, okay, but I'm a skeptic that it will serve. It'll stand the test of time as a good thing. What about mobile devices, you know, using a phone to calm a young child's emotional regulation? Well, what happens when they use it? They do get calm. But over time, they lose their ability to control themselves. They lose their ability to have appropriate emotional reactivity. So this is a short-term benefit, long-term harm from these mobile calming devices. One of the two most important studies this week is one that comes from what happens and what causes stress. And long ago, as the Whitehall studies in Great Britain in the 1950s, or the Berkman studies in Alameda County in the 1960s, locus of control, how much control you have over your job and home, determines whether you're stressed and whether you have a heart attack, stroke, or memory loss, or even cancer. Now, let's go back and say, what do we mean by locus of control? It means how confident are you that you really won't have it and won't be able to produce it. The great news is that if you do have locus of control, and you can do something about it. So if you, in your home, decorate it the way you want. At work, change your desk. Change, if you're a bus driver, change the doodads around your seat, etc. And if you have to go from bus to bus, move some mobile ones in so that you have control over your environment. And when you do that, that decreases your risk for a lot of stress and decreases your risk for the outcome of a lot of stress, heart attack, stroke, memory loss, impotence, wrinkles of the skin, and cancer. So you use your locus of control because it's so important. Now, the one other study, I really wanted to get to two others. One is, how about light therapy for MS-related fatigue? A lot of people with multiple sclerosis have fatigue, and light, red light, is supposed to bypass that part of the mitochondria that produces energy to get you to produce more ATP, independent of food or drink you've eaten. Speaking of that, I'm going to have a little sip of my cup of coffee. Boy, that's good. Coffee is how I get rid of it. Well, this was a 10,000 lux day lamp for half an hour every day, improved mental and physical performance in just 2 weeks. How much? Well, we don't have a really good measure on that, but they say on a fatigue severity score that it decreased those symptoms by a significant amount, but they don't tell us whether it is 50% or 70% or 20%, but it does decrease it by a significant amount. And the last story I really wanted to get to is more than a third of U.S. parents now oppose routine school vaccination. You know, Dr. Oz, who's a Republican, and myself as a liberal and an independent liberal, looked at the data independent of anything else. We interviewed 178 experts on childhood vaccines, everyone from people who opposed it to everyone who people who loved it, and the data are pretty compelling. You know, the childhood diseases prior to vaccinations really did cause a lot of morbidity and even mortality, and that would lead to adverse effects. And these adverse effects, obviously, death, mental retardation, long-term dysfunction of one organ or another, long-term paralysis, etc., were really severe. Well, it turned out that vaccinations aren't safe totally, but the benefit to risk ratio is about 40,000 to 1. That is getting the childhood immunization set, the full set through age 12. That includes HPV. Getting the full set has a benefit that's 40,000 times the risk. What does that mean? It's like putting a dollar down on a table in a gambling casino with the knowledge you may lose that $1 or get $40,000 back in return, and the odds of either of those happening are equal 50-50. Pretty amazing, right? Almost everyone would take that $40,000-to-1 bet. That's what getting childhood vaccines are. Worse, this is a political thing. 88% of Democrats support public school vaccine requirements, whereas it's only 60% of Republicans. This isn't a political issue. Vaccines aren't perfectly safe, but they've been made much, much more safe over the last three decades. And they have a benefit to risk ratio of 40,000-to-1. Get your kids vaccinated. That's the only other one other than a quick hitter on vaping. It turns out that most people who vape and smoke do both and don't stop smoking. They just keep, they add vaping to their smoking. Maybe it's a little cheaper, I don't know. Maybe it's the better flavors in the vape, I don't know what it is. But it turns out vaping doesn't seem to stop smoking. As I mentioned, the last story is they gave vitamin D supplements to people who were really insufficient in vitamin D in a randomized controlled trial, and that is had levels less than 20 nanograms per ml, and they didn't see a growth spurt or a difference in growth between the placebo and the test group in over a three-year time period. Those are the key stories of the week. And let me go back to it. The key is the most important story. Take your locus of control, use it, and that way you'll have less stroke, you'll have less stress, and better control of your stress response, better control of your life, less heart attack, less stroke, less memory loss, less impotence, less wrinkling of the skin, and less of the cancers that immune dysfunction might cause. The other thing is check your family history out. This is a good time of year to do it and find out if anyone has had a aortic rupture or if anybody knows of someone in the family who has a widening aorta or an ascending aortic aneurysm. It ups the risk for having an aortic aneurysm by about 100-fold. And remember, tobacco seems to up the risk about the same. So quit tobacco, quit vaping, and do get your aorta measured non-invasively by ultrasound. The other story that is key, of course, is more than a third of U.S. parents now oppose routine school vaccinations. And remember, a school vaccination for your kid is a 40,000-to-1 benefit compared to the one risk. You wouldn't want to see your kid disabled in a wheelchair, etc. You shouldn't make them undergo no vaccination program because of your beliefs that are errantly wrong. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, brought to you, of course, in this number 1130A by LifesFirstNaturals.com and by the Great Age Reboot and Reboot Your Age app, where you can prepare for that reboot takeoff as soon as there's a breakthrough in one of the 14 areas of aging mechanism research. Until then, keep listening to us. And thanks for doing so. We'll be back next week.